playing the muted trumpet. Also in the group, B3 player George Collagen and drummer Matt Jorgensen. Music out of the Seattle jazz scene. A recently released album before that from LA-based composer, arranger, and multi-instrumentalist Dan West and his big band, Herbie Hancock's Tell Me a Bedtime Story, from their album Presenting the Dan West Big Band. And that group is actually largely an octet, using some modern electronics, transform them into a full-fledged big band sound. And the group includes the likes of Ron Blake on trumpet, Francisco Torres on the trombone, and guitarist R.J. Root. And the set started with music recorded in Winnipeg, Manitoba, from drummer Curtis Noasad. From his album Dialectics, we heard Speak No Evil, Jimmy Green on the tenor, Derek Gardner on the trumpet, Will Bonis on the piano, and Steve Kirby on bass. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
come back home. Would you please, ma'am, come back home?
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from producer Ludovic Navarre, working under the name Saint-Germain. From the self-titled album, that was Real Blues. Over to the UK before that, and producer Phil Meissen from his 2005 album Cantoma, we heard Marissi. And the set started with music from guitarist Ray Obido, a busy sideman, who invited 32 musicians to come in and work with him on this album, mainly in his hometown area of Northern California. From his album Carousel, we heard the Henry Mancini composition, Lujan. Thank you.
and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand,